call this reorganization meeting of the Warren County Library Commission to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Adequate notice of this meeting was given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act by forwarding a schedule of meetings to the Warren County Library Commission, to the Warren County Clerk, Star Ledger, and Daily Record, and by posting a copy on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of County Commissioners and the office of the Warren County Clerk. Formal action may be taken by the Warren County Library Commissioners at this meeting. Public participation is encouraged. In order to assure full public participation, those individuals with disabilities who wish to attend the meeting should submit any requests for special accommodations 1 week in advance. Do roll call.
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pasquarelli?
Here.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
All right, we will now move on to the election of officers. I will entertain a motion to elect the chairperson for the Warren County Library Commission for 2026.
I make a motion to appoint Debbie Pasquarelli as chairperson of the Library Warren County Library System Commission for 2026.
I second that.
It has been moved and seconded that Deborah Pasquarelli be elected chairperson of the Warren County Library Commission for 2026. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And you can do the roll call.
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pasquarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
I will now entertain a motion for the election of the vice chairperson for the Warren County Library Commission for 2026.
I'd like to make a motion for vice chairperson for 2026, Lisa Thomas.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Elizabeth Thomas be elected vice chairperson of the Warren County Library Commission for 2026. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Roll call.
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pasquarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
And finally, I will entertain a motion to elect the recording secretary for the Warren County Library Commission for 2026.
Make a motion to appoint Tammy Coop as the recording secretary for 2026.
And I will second that. Sorry.
It has been moved and seconded that Tammy Coop be elected recording secretary of the Warren County Library Commission for 2026. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pasquarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
All yours.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for the chair and the vice chair and to the recording secretary and our fourth member. First, and by the way, I want to thank Lisa for the chair last year and all the hard work you put into it. The next order of business is the financial resolutions, and this is actually resolution to pay bills, which is resolution 2026-FO1. I'll just share that I was looking at the materials and I couldn't quite figure out what it was, but they pay, just explain it, they pay bills that touch us four times a month. So that's what each of these refers to, all of them, except for the resolutions. And look, these are in order this time.
Yes, Jennifer.
So I think it makes sense of it, yeah.
Reversed it, yeah.
It's by date, but that's the first check, and that's Lot 3, and anyway, if you're looking at those bills. So, these bills are subject to the review and approval by the Warren County Board of Commissioners at their next regularly scheduled meeting. I have a motion to approve the financial resolution.
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Any comments, questions? Roll call.
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pascarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
Next order of business is to set the schedule for the regular meetings of the Law Director Commission for year 2026.
Jennifer attached the calendar behind there.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and we did schedule, we did keep the November meeting, we had a question about when it should be held. And we were keeping it the fourth Thursday of the month, which is the week of Thanksgiving. That changed since you saw the first version of the package. That'll enable Tammy to be here, and I may be out of town now. The prior weeks, that probably changed it to that. So, may I have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-02?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion.
Any discussion?
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pascarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
And then, next we have a resolution to appoint legal counsel for the calendar year 2026. May I have a motion?
I make a motion to appoint Joseph Bell DeCord of Bell, Chivas, and Bell.
Second.
Any questions, comments? May I have a motion for the resolution?
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pascarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
Call the vote, make a motion, okay. And then, that concludes our formal business for the evening, so next we have on the agenda is public comment. If any member of the public wishes to make a comment. Actually.
Teresa Esposito, Jackson, Washington. I just wanted to, I couldn't really hear you when you were talking about the meeting dates and something about the November meeting, if you can just clarify that.
Our regular meeting date is the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Yes, yes.
This year, there was consideration, it had originally, I'm sorry, 2025, it was set for the third Tuesday.
Okay.
Because there was some thought there was a conflict the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But then some of the members weren't available, so it was switched to the fourth.
So it's just going to stay the normal? Okay.
And that's what I'm saying, because that happened last year, it was really for the board members that were keeping it where it's.
Okay, all right, yeah, I just couldn't hear you, so I just wanted to make sure I heard that. No, it's okay.
I'll speak louder.
And then the next meeting, like the regular order meeting, would be the fourth Tuesday then of this month.
It's going to be January 27th.
The 27th.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted some clarification on that, thank you.
Actually, they all fall on the fourth Tuesday, just put them.
Okay, thank you.
And is this calendar posted anywhere?
We post.
Or is it just on your website?
We post it online through the calendar, and then we also post a flyer with the dates, all of our branches, the county clerk's office, admin building, yeah.
Okay.
Is that part of the Open Public Meeting Act?
We send it to the newspapers.
So you send the full year calendar, or do you do it every month?
We do it for the year.
Oh, good, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense, yes.
And if it changes, we have to renotice.
Correct.
Right.
Anybody else care to speak during public comment? Moving on then, does anyone on the Board of Commissioners wish to speak at the meeting? Either to us, the public, that question, any of us?
Well, I'd like to thank you for taking on the chairmanship and Tammy for taking on the recording secretary and Kathleen for always being here.
Okay, that's a good group. I look forward to working with everybody this year. That concludes our business. I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Gerhart?
Yes.
Ms. Coop?
Yes.
Ms. Pasquarelli?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
I should have said that at the beginning.
It's still the same year.
It's still, I just gave somebody a Christmas present, happy 12th day of Christmas, so I'm going to bust on the.
Sure, we had some audio issues at the beginning of the digital recording.